We're now going to speak with Jamal Gosa, who's here. Good morning, Jamal.
Good morning. Good morning. How's it going?
Good. It's good to talk to you. I wish I was seeing your face. Hopefully this will be over soon, and we'll be able to have in-studio guests easily again. Jamal is a Heinz Fellow at the University of Pittsburgh Center for Urban Education. Have you been getting out much at all, or mostly staying in?
I've mostly been staying in, just trying to, you know, follow the directions, but I've been outside running and hanging out with my dog all day, every day for 4 months straight. You know? So that's about it.
Is
doing
your,
some reading and creating, that's it.
Is your dog looking at you like, this is the greatest thing in the world that ever happened? Like, how come we weren't spending this much time together before?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like he's over me now because now when we're just hanging out, he goes into his crate and like doesn't hang out with me anymore. I'm just like, you're tired of me. You want me to go back to work and leave you for a few hours.
I can imagine that. So you've been spending time working with kids at Manchester Academic Charter School. I'm curious what got you interested in working with youth.
Honestly, I just had this conversation yesterday. Working with youth kind of came by surprise for me because I was in school, and then ultimately I got academically dismissed. And when I got academically dismissed, I started substitute teaching in New Jersey. And once I started substitute teaching in New Jersey, I fell in love with it. And the response I was getting from students, the impact I was having on students, always made me want to give back because I felt like education was so critical to them that I didn't take it that serious. So I knew that I was a role model, and I had to go back to finish school to, you know, help students and help them see the importance of education and, you know, me not taking education serious. And I didn't want to have that pattern happen to me where I didn't take school serious enough, but I made it to college and then I didn't complete. And then I finally went back and completed my undergrad and got my master's degree and hopefully getting my doctorate soon. So that's the plan.
That's fantastic. And working at the Pitt Center for Urban Education and as a Heinz Fellow has got to be very rewarding too, because there are lots of resources and colleagues out there to spend time with. Can you talk a little bit about your work at Max at the Charter School over the past school year?
Okay, working at Max honestly has kind of changed my thoughts on education because I was able to reimagine and do some things that I wanted to do in education where I could be creative. So initially I worked with the cultural literacy class with Ms. Knight, Mr. Duda, and Mr. Singleton, where they have it's an English course, but it has social studies combined. Then they add real life perspectives into the classroom. So for me, I love that concept because you get to have students learning about English history and making it real life. So it makes it culturally relevant, where culturally relevant pedagogies are very important for students learning, and culturally responsive teaching, where students are able to learn and reflect on the work that they're learning, but apply it to their life instantly. So that's why I kind of walked into that class. So I do some mentoring in that classroom, and I do some tutoring, and I do like some one-on-one stuff with students and some group work. But the most important thing, not most important, but the thing I think that was the most fun for me was the podcast that I was able to create through Max, because to me it gave students voice of what they felt. They were able to have book reflections there. They could do poetry there. They can do rap there. But it was all stuff that was in the curriculum that was developed through these three great teachers, where I was just able to capture their voice. But then, like, the studio, and I know you could attest to this, the studio kind of becomes your small classroom where mm-hmm. we can talk, we can engage, and now I can really get your real thoughts and feelings about what you feel about this lesson. One lesson that stood out to me was they read the book Monster by Walter Dean Myers, and it's a great novel. Everyone should read it. And it deals with teenagers teenage, like, how can I say it? A teenager who's going through some things. He's black in an urban neighborhood. He got caught up with some stuff. And I don't want to ruin the ending, but they were able to talk about that book Monster as a book reflection. And then they were able to tie that to some hip-hop lyrics from Meek Mill, and then bring another correlation into Trayvon Martin, because the book, the song, and Trayvon Martin all tie together, which I think is an amazing concept, which is what they're doing in cultural literacy. And they were able to talk about these three things and bring them together to light, so how they can apply those things to their lives and what they really felt. So having this social justice-based curriculum was really impactful, but to hear the students' voices was even more powerful. So that's probably one of the highlights of being at MAC. And, of course, they have an amazing student. It's a school where it's 99% black, and it brings an excitement to the classroom. It's a certain energy that's in that classroom. Bell Hooks talks about the enjoyment of being in the classroom, and it should never be a boring day. And I can honestly say, being at MAC, it wasn't ever a boring day in the classroom. Like, I can honestly say that.
Well, a lot of that is a reflection of the leadership you provided, too. I had a chance to watch a lot of the podcasts as they unfold. And, you know, and at the beginning of the program, and also sometimes of the sessions, you'd be involved a little bit, and then you'd slowly back away, and the middle school students would take over and have complete control. I'm going to put a link up to all of the recordings and podcasts on our Facebook page today at SLB Radio, so folks can find them, maybe that didn't have a chance to hear them before. What are your plans for the summer and fall? Will we see you back again, or will you be in school yourself? You may not know yet, too.
I mean, that's a great, I don't know yet. You know, I plan to come back since this pandemic has occurred. I have been reading a lot of books and working on some new curriculum stuff for content and how we can connect some content with real life. And even some media stuff. I'm not going to go into too much detail because I don't want to, you know, put it out there yet, because I wanted to see how the response is for it first. But just trying to find a different and innovative way to create and for students to engage. And it's not traditional at all. It's a little different. But I think learning happens from life experiences, and learning happens through shows, learning happens through watching other people and things like that. So just life experiences and different things that I've been working on. So the summer, just working on getting better and continuing to get better and trying to be innovative. And the fall, we don't know what's going to happen with school virtually. Mm-hmm. You know, we all know education has changed now. And through technology has taken over. So we now know that technology has to be a major part of your curriculum. And we now know that schools have to be prepared for that.
Right.
And you have to be able to do both. You have to be able to do in-person and virtual. And that's kind of how it is. And teachers have to be versatile. Students have to be versatile. But it's going to be better for them in the future. And I've been through teaching and education and learning. So just kind of figuring out what's going to happen, though.
Well, please keep in touch. I'm sure we'll continue to see you here at SLB. And I'm glad you could join us this morning so that we could talk a little bit about the methods you've used, having a culturally responsive curriculum, which is critical for engagement, and also your personal story, too. So thanks, thanks, Jamal. Anything else you wanted to pass along?
I just want to say I want to give a shout-out to the Center for Urban Education for their engagement in the community and the training that they've provided the Hines Fellows. I want to shout out the Hines Fellows program, because I think it's an extraordinary opportunity that kind of changed my life, to be honest with you, and changed the way I view education and can help me impact others and that's coming after me. So that's about it. And I want to shout out my family in New Jersey. I haven't seen them in a while, so that's about it.
Excellent. I hope they're tuned in. Thanks so much, and let's keep in touch, Jamal. Take care. That's Jamal Ghosa, and you can hear more about his work by going to our Facebook page. We have a link that will take you right there to what students created as part of their podcasts.